Early voting is underway in Maryland, and yesterday voters lined up at polling places all around the state to cast their ballots. The State Board of Elections puts the unofficial turnout yesterday above 160,000. That makes yesterday's turnout the highest single-day early voting turnout in Maryland history. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Historically, the first and last days of early voting are the busiest in the state. Yesterday's earliest risers braved a dark, wet, foggy morning to line up well ahead of 7 a.m. when centers across the state opened, like Joanne West, who was first in line at Honey Go Run Community Center in Perry Hall.
I got here about 3:30.
West said she arrived so early because of work. The White Marsh resident runs an assisted living facility for veterans, and later that morning, one of them would need her help to vote in the city.
I normally be in two lines today. So I did myself first, and then I'll go do my resident.
It was generally a smooth day for early voting, especially compared to this year's primary election day, when voters only had one day to vote in person and saw hours-long lines throughout the state. Yesterday, some lines in Baltimore approached the 90-minute mark. Many had voters in and out in under 15 minutes, all while voters and election judges practiced social distancing. Tai Kwan is the chief election judge at New Era Academy in Baltimore's Cherry Hill neighborhood.
All of our judges have on face shields, and we have masks, and we have gloves, hand sanitizer. We have wipes to wipe down the machines, after use. We're swapping out pens. We're not letting any voter have to reuse any of the same materials.
A recent poll from Goucher College found that about half of likely Maryland voters are expected to vote in person. Republicans are more likely to cast a ballot in person, and Democrats are more likely to vote by mail. As of yesterday, 950,000 voters throughout the state had voted by mail. That's a little more than half of voters who requested mail-in ballots. Yesterday, voters listed a few different reasons for choosing to vote in person. Some said the State Board of Elections never sent them a mail-in ballot, even though they returned the application. Others, like Craig Jefferson from Baltimore's Pigtown neighborhood, who cast a ballot at Camden Yards, said voting in person is simply preferable.
Voting in by mail is easy and convenient, but I live 10 minutes walk, and this way I know that I'm actually doing it. It's going somewhere authentic or official, and with peace of mind.
Jefferson voted for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate for president. Like other blue voters, he thinks President Trump vastly mishandled the pandemic. Clara Hamlin agrees. She cast a ballot at New Era Academy. Hamlin, a cancer patient who is vulnerable to the coronavirus, said she's voting like her life depends on it.
It just depends on it. With the stupid president that we have now, he has to get out of there. You know, with this COVID going on and he's not masking, you cannot control COVID. You can't control it. And my life depends on it.
Other voters said this is the most important election in our lifetime for different reasons, like Essex resident Ken Stratermeyer.
Because it's a choice between law and order and capitalistic society versus a socialist society.
Polls closed at 8 p.m. last night with minimal lines throughout Baltimore City. Early voting will continue from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. through November 2nd, the day before Election Day. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 81 WYPR.